It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The U.S. stock market fell sharply again yesterday, reaching lows not seen in more than a dozen years. The U.S. dollar, however, is heading in the opposite direction. It's risen sharply in the last 2 months against currencies from Europe to Japan. That means your money will now go further in London than it has at any point in the last 6 years. NPR's Tom Gelton explains the curious link between a weak economy and a strong dollar.
It'd be nice to think the rising U.S. dollar is a sign the world thinks Washington is doing a better job than other governments at managing this economic crisis. Maybe it is. But economists have a more down-to-earth reason for the strengthening U.S. currency.
When people get scared, as they are at the moment, they tend to run for the dollar.
John Williamson is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington. The U.S. dollar, he says, like gold, has long been a haven for investors looking to put their assets in a place where they won't be confiscated or decline sharply in value. For all our economic problems, the U.S. dollar is still seen as a relatively safe investment.
It may not be as safe as it was, and I think many people have their worries about the size of the U.S. debt and whether the dollar will always be safe, but certainly it's the safest thing around for the moment.
Plus, there's no practical alternative to the dollar in this situation. No other country has a large enough money supply to accommodate the demand for a safe haven currency, nor is there enough gold in the world to take the dollar's place right now. But is the popularity of the U.S. dollar good for the U.S. economy? When Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was asked that question on CNBC last month, he did not hesitate in answering.
Absolutely. The strong dollar is in the interest of the United States. And our obligation.
In some ways, though, it isn't. When the Japanese yen goes down against the dollar, Toyotas get cheaper compared to U.S. autos, and that's not good for Detroit. Generally, the stronger the U.S. dollar, the bigger the U.S. trade deficit. So John Williamson can't understand why Secretary Geithner would say it's a good thing.
Treasury secretaries have always made this rather absurd statement since the mid-1990s. At that time, there was a good reason for it because the dollar was unusually weak. But they've gone on spouting the same line even when the dollar has been greatly overvalued. And I think it's just stupid.
There is another perspective here, however. Between bank bailouts and the massive spending stimulus, the Obama administration is projecting a budget deficit next year of $1.75 trillion. The United States needs to borrow a lot of money, and not just from people in this country. The strength of the U.S. dollar ensures that foreigners are ready to buy U.S. Treasury notes and thereby finance our spending. Other countries that also need a stimulus program will have a harder time borrowing the money they need. David Gordon, until recently the director of policy planning at the State Department, says the strong dollar gives the United States more fiscal flexibility.
It also reflects, I think, in particular, the continuing view in Asia and especially in China that the financial stability of the United States and the financial recovery of the United States is crucial to their own economic and financial futures.
At some point, investor concerns about our growing debt or our trade deficit are likely to mean the U.S. dollar will lose some of its luster. But it probably won't happen as long as investors are worried about the world economy, which means, says David Gordon, that a dollar turnaround is something to hope for.
Part of the reason that the dollar is so strong is that fear is dominating global markets. When there's a recovery, when trade begins to pick up, one of the first signals of that recovery, ironically, is going to be, I believe, a relative weakening of the dollar.
The stock market goes down, the dollar goes up, and when the dollar goes down, don't be surprised to see the markets going up. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.